Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that a flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the brave and the home of the brave?
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Super Bowl Sunday. I am so excited, man. It's a holiday. It's Christmas time again for me, because Super Bowl Sunday is like best holiday ever. We got Brian. We're taking your calls all across the country, all across the world. Who do you got, Giants or Pats? Giants or Pats? We want to know. 714-694-4150. I am Rick Camacho. Brian Kaiserman is on the line. What's up, Brian?
What's going on? This is the best time of year, guys. One game wins it all. You have a rematch of 4 years ago. Who's going to be the team that comes out and dominates? We're going to get into all that.
Seven rematch. Misha, your New England Patriots, you went from making me wear that stupid-ass jersey to now you're in the Super Bowl. How do you feel about that?
Well, I tell you, I'm a little scared, but at the same time, not because I'm really afraid of the Giants. But, you know, it's exciting. It's weird. This Patriots team is different from all the other teams. And, you know, a lot of people say we really shouldn't have been there. It should have been the Ravens. But we are there, and there's a lot at stake here. So, you know, it's pretty wild, but I don't know what to think. I mean, if they don't win, you know, I'll be buying a bottle of whiskey first thing.
There you go. Memphis Lou is on the line, man. It's this is the last Sunday you have to wake up early, Lou, to be on the radio show, man. It's Super Bowl Sunday. So, how you feeling today?
Man, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I had to go to bed early last night so I could get up and be with you guys. Today, it goes down. Today, you go hard in the paint or you go home. Today, Eli Manning will stand tall. Eli Manning will go down as the best Manning family member in the NFL. Eli goes for number two today. Mark my word.
There we go. And look, and we want to know what you think. 714-694-4150. You can follow us all on Twitter, boy. Follow me at Soul Kit Radio. Follow Brian at Finsman33. And Memphis Lou is Nature Boy IV4. Nature Boy 4. So, and Misha is still working on his Twitter. But we're going to get that. We're going to get that running. And so this is the last show. This is the final wrap up. We want everybody to call in 714-694-4150. I got a whole bunch of different things that I brought out for for today's show, just for Patriots Giants. And so one thing I'm gonna play right now, this is for you Boston folks, man. It's Pat City, bitch. Check it out. Right here on Soul Kitchen Radio.
Pat City. Pat City, Pat City,
What's that on that beat?
Oh, Pat City, New York Giants, you don't want none. Head coach Belichick about to lead the charge. Some other guys just impossible, but you do frauds. Pat's coming through the tunnel with a mean route. To the Giants, cutting down your beanstalk. You had a nice ride, sorry, but the ride's over. Leave your whole team flat like old soda. Patriot soldiers, we the crown holders. Our receivers run deep like Chevy Motors. Yeah, it's the dynasty. So everybody repeat after me. Pat City, Pat City, New York Giants, you don't want none. Pat City, Pat City, 2012 Super Bowl is the outcome. I'm a mother loving Pats fan. Tom Brady throwing bombs like an Afghan. What you scared for? We got your whole team shook. Woodhead get the ball, he be like, whoop. I need that touchdown poncho. Unlike the Ravens, we don't choke on a field goal. That defense stand tall like a billboard. And look out for that beast, bitch, Will Ford. You know he came to hurt you. Eli, you better off in halftime commercial. Don't try to run, cause you won't get far. You ain't that mobile, they should start day the car. Y'all Giants, but the Patriots, you like ants. And you can get tree stumped by Deion Branch. Yeah. And the ring be the aftermath. M-H-K, R-I-P, Myra Crap. Pat City, New York Giants, you don't want none. Pat City, Super Bowl 2012 be the outcome.
Ron Krakowski, Aaron Hernandez, Deion Branch, Wes Welker, Chad Ochocinco. I mean, the Giants have an amazing up front defense, you know. But at the end of the day, Tom Brady's going to come out and knock the critics down. I mean, this guy, Brady, was a sixth-round draft pick. He was somebody that nobody expected him to be this great. And he came with the confidence to tell the Patriots that he's going to be one of their best quarterbacks. And Brady today will come out and knock the critics down. He's an underdog. Why not be an underdog? They love this role of being underdogs. Giants this, Giants that, Giants this. Kiss Eli Manning's ass. Kiss Victor Cruz's ass. Eli Manning, at the end of the day, will choke. He will throw a 9 key interception, and the Patriots will prevail. I mean, I'm not going to tell you, the Patriots are going to win by 10 to 11.
You just said Eli Manning is going to throw a thing.
9 key to that.
Those are lofty expectations. Let me tell you something. As a Cowboy fan, I hate Eli Manning. As a Cowboy fan, I hate the New York Giants. But you have to give credit where credit is due. Tom Coughlin has those guys gelling at the right time every year. And just right now, there is no other team that's more complete than the New York Giants. You know, the Patriots are great. Yeah, Tom Brady's a hell of a player. Gronkowski is awesome, but he's hurt. You know, Wes Welker is great. You know, but he hasn't been putting up the numbers that he's used to put up. Pat Ochocinco is great. But I didn't even know the guy was still in the league. Today, I'm telling you, today, the New York football Giants, balanced on offense, balanced on defense, great quarterback, great receiver, great running back, great defensive line, okay cornerback, they will get it done today. You know, if Gisele Bündchen is sending out a request for a hug. She told her friends earlier in the week, Tommy really needs you this week. He really needs you. That tells me that something's going on at home. Maybe she sees in her husband that he's not as confident as he used to be. Maybe that he sees the handwriting on the wall. You know, today, you have history right in front of you. Tom Brady wins today. He goes down as the greatest quarterback in the history of the game. But I just don't see it happening because one man doesn't win the ball game. It's going to take the quarterback doing his business, the wide receivers doing their business, the running back doing their business, the defense doing their business. And between me and you, the Patriots defense sucks.
I'm not a Pats fan at all. I'm a diehard Dolphins fan. But I respect talent, okay? And the Patriots defense, Jared Mayo, Vince Wolfo, and, you know.
What would you say? Vince what? Wolfo?
Exactly. They look so bad, you don't know who they are. You don't know who they are.
Vince Aroma.
Who the hell?
Wolfo?
You know, it's just like.
Making up names over here.
It's just like 5 years ago. Everybody was like, "Who's Barack Pajama? Who's Barack Pajama?" And now it's President Barack Obama. You know, a few years ago, people would say, "Who's this boy from Troy? Who's the Numa Numa? Who's the Numa Numa? Who's the human killer? He's a hell of a player." You know, people who play great, you learn their name, you know their name. This real fork is okay. Give me OCU Manura any day.
That's right. That's right. Look, let's. I got a great way to figure out who's going to be better today. Why don't we do a? Let's say we get a rap battle between Eli Manning and Tom Brady. Who would win the rap battle?
Brady.
You would have to say probably have to be Tom Brady.
More personable.
Okay, guess what, guys? I happen to have one right here, and I'm going to let you guys tell me who's the best rapper out of these. This is Tom Brady versus Eli Manning in a rap battle right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. You hear this nowhere else except for right here. Check it out.
Eli Manning versus Tom Brady.
My name is Eli Manning. Who the hell are you? All right, the Brady boy, I beat Super Bowl 42. Remember that? Yeah, tell me again. Who's the boy? Because you had 18 wins and one giant loss.
You know, one good game. I handled it with class. But now I'm going to shovel a body trophy up your ass. Because I ain't playing. You have to try to jump.
You're just a little bitch. Throw the roll another man's
toe. Now this is my party, and you can come with. like Billy Condell. I throw touchdowns, motherfuckers, cause I'm fucking great. But I'm sure Belichick has it on video, hey?
You got one, I got three, and I guess we will see. Who's the ever dog when he's playing QB? Cause I'm Tom Brady, and here's the deal. Your sister and your mother wanna fuck me.
For real. Who won? Comment below. Subscribe to Bob Jen.
There you go. How do you guys like that rap battle?
Well, they both kind of sounded the same.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I really want to hear. I want to hear the Patriots fight song. It just, it does something to me. I hadn't had a good bowel movement, so hearing that would probably help me.
Let me hook that up for you then, man. You know, this is one of the greatest fight songs ever. Let me find this right here.
Here we go. Everybody, if you stayed out late drinking last night and celebrating and you just can't throw up yet, or if you ate real good last night, you hadn't gone to the bathroom real good yet, stand by. We're going to have one of the greatest songs ever. It's going to help you throw up. It's going to help you take the big shit you need to take. You know, I mean, it's just awesome. I lost like 10 pounds the last time they played the song.
Here it goes, man. This is for you, for New England Patriots. You know, you thought Pat Sadie was cool. Wait till you hear this one, Misha. Check it out. Real American.
Go to the bathroom, guys.
Here it is.
Go to the bathroom.
We are the Patriots.
We're the Patriots.
We are the Patriots.
We're the Patriots. Standing tall,
all for one,
and one for all,
on the ground,
and through the sky we take control and drive, drive, drive. We are the Patriots, let's do it right. We are the Patriots,
let's fight.
Right now.
Feel it coming in the air. Yeah. And the screams from there. replay.
Team's going to win, and it's going to be the New England Patriots. Tom Brady's going to get his fourth Super Bowl. Robert Gronkowski's going to be a boy today, and they're making this injury all up to what it is. The guy's going to come out and be a beast. He is a beast. He's better than any tight end that the Giants have. Dick Bauer? Come on, guys. Dick Bauer doesn't know
what he knows. I'm going to channel my inner Denny Green right now. I mean, if you're going to crown them, they're going to crown their ass. But the game has to be played. I remember a couple of years ago, this undefeated team rolled into the Super Bowl. They, you know, they couldn't be beat. Oh, my God. They're perfect. They're perfect. Nobody's going to beat them. They're perfect. Oh, the Giants, they're not that good. The Patriots are perfect. Tom, terrific. Cheating-ass Bill Belichick. Oh, God. You know, they're perfect. And what happened? The New York football Giants came to play, and they handled business. I don't like Tom Coughlin. I don't like Eli Manning. I don't like any of those guys. But you can't not. These guys are, in my opinion, they're working class, humble. They bring their ass to work with their lunch pail, and they'll bash your head in. That's what they do.
You go.
All. They come to work with their lunch pail. They're not going out having fancy dollar burgers. They're not going hanging out with Mr. Krabs, eating at Spago's and hanging out with the big wig, you know, in town. You know, they're coming in, they're going to bash your head in, they're going to run it down your throat, Eli's going to pick your defense apart, and they're just going to walk off like, yeah, we did it, now so what? You know, I got my feelings crushed by these guys this season. You know, we went down to you know, paid good money, you know, down there. Sitting close. I mean, just everything just awesome. You know, we're eating frou-frou food, high-dollar stuff, living in a fancy hotel. And then those goons from New York, they just come down and they just kick ass. That's just what they do.
And Wait a minute, but you got some great pictures out of that, Lou. That was great.
It was a great experience, but Eli sent me home hurt.
He sent you home. So get out of here, man. Get out of here. That's all right. You know, and this year they're not the big bad Patriots. This year they weren't undefeated. This year they're not, like I was saying earlier, this whole week they've been almost crowned the underdogs of this because of the New York Giants defense. Justin Pierre-Paul and the rest of those guys, you know, Justin Tuck, these guys are coming after Brady. What I think Brady has to do, he has to maintain his Bradyism, I guess you could say that. Get the ball out within 3 seconds. If he don't have the ball out within 3 seconds, he's going to be kissing the ground. Eli can take the hits, as we've seen last year. Eli doesn't have to get the ball out. He waits. You can hit him. He'll get back up with his little Mr. Magoo look on his face and say, hey, I'm coming back. You know, that's what I like about Eli. I like the Giants in this game. And I'm hoping they win. I want Eli to win in his brother's home, get more rings than his brother, and we'll go from there. I like the Giants in this one.
I just hope that Wentz Wilfork gets to sit on Eli's face for at least a good portion of this game, and if that happens, that will make me very happy. I don't know everyone's talking about the Giants defense, all this stuff and more, but to be honest with you, they got pretty lucky in that game against the 49ers, and it really should have been the 49ers in the Super Bowl.
It's true. Teddy Gibbons in the game. You know, Williams fumbling, Kyle Williams fumbling. The Giants did not impress me in that game. Eli was on his ass a lot today.
Both of those games were the same way. I mean, both games, the NFC Championship and the AFC Championship, were anybody's games. You know, I went in going for the Giants and the Ravens. That's what I wanted to see today because I would have had a nice bank account right now. But
yeah, you wanted that pinata pick.
I wanted that pinata pick, exactly. And I'll get another one next year, but for this year I wanted that Giants Ravens. And I was so close. I want to blame Lee Evans for not grabbing that ball in the end zone because that would have boosted it up. They would have won if he would have caught that ball. But hey, it is what it is. That was then the high low on the point on the game today is 53 points. You think 53 points is gonna be? You think it's gonna be a game like that where they're just gonna be throwing touchdown after touchdown after touchdown, a 30 to 20 something game? What do you guys think?
I think 28-17.
Yeah, I'm not expecting that high. I'm expecting. You know, like 23-20 or 23-17, Big Blue.
There you go.
When
28-17
Patriots.
That's kind of a big low game.
I think the Patriots are going to win this game. Everybody has said Giants this, Giants that. The Patriots, in the back of their mind, they have that revenge factor. They lost 12.5-point favorites at the time last year, 4 years ago, in Arizona. Brady has that in the back of his mind. They beat Carolina. They beat Philly. And they beat Carolina, Philly, and St. Louis. He wants to beat the Giants. They lost to the Giants this year 24-20. The revenge factor is going to play a key. And Brady had a horrible game against Baltimore. He's not going to have two bad games. Brady's going to come out and dominate and throw for probably 350 yards and 3 touchdowns. I mean, I don't even think it's going to be a game. I mean, 28-17, well, they might be lucky. This is going to be awesome. Pats are going to come out with revenge. It's just that revenge factor. They want to win. They're a better team. It's destiny. Robert Kraft's wife passed away. God's looking up on their side. You know, and Brady's not going to lose to Eli. Brady can go down as the best quarterback today. Bill Belichick can go down as the best coach ever. I mean, come on. The Pats are going to win. And then next year, the Pats are going to get their ass kicked by the Miami Dolphins. So, here we go.
But, you know, here's something that I think everybody's missing. Bill Belichick is a cheat. He is a cheat. You know, I don't like my game that I love being tainted by a cheat. I don't like the game that I love, you know, having as, you know, their best coach a cheat. You know, that's why I like Tom Brady. You know, I feel bad for Mr. Kraft, you know, with his wife passing. I got a wife that I love, you know, but it's just Bill Belichick is a jackass. He's a cheat, you know, recording people's practices or reading plays. You know, just be a man. Line up, let your guys go against their guys, and let's just play hard. Don't cheat, you know. You penalize the players and you suspend them when they test, you know, high, you know, for extra testosterone and everything. But this jerk, he cheats, and guess what he gets? A Super Bowl ring, you know. He cheats, what does he get? Oh, Belichick, he's one of the greatest minds in football. You damn right he's one of the greatest minds in football. If you know what 80% of the players are coming your way, you're going to know to put guys in position, you know. If you know 80% of the defensive players guys are going to run, you're going to know what offense to run to counter that defense. You know, and it just befuddles me that everybody talks about how great Belichick is, you know, what he's done for the league, so on and so forth. The guy's a loser, you know. He was in Cleveland, didn't do anything. He goes to the Patriots, all this spygate and everything, then he wins. But nobody says a word about it, you know. Had this been any other quarterback, any other coach, you know, they probably would have nailed him to the cross. You know, but that doesn't fit well with me. That's why, you know, I've never been able to get behind the Patriots because, you know, I'm just maybe it's the cop in me, but I just can't get behind a loser, just like I can't get behind Ben Roethlisberger for raping them. You know, I mean, it's just something in my core that says, no, I can't support this guy.
Here we go. Here's something for you guys right here. Check it out. Just for Lou. He'll find Jimmy Hoffa find Jimmy Hoffa if he has to. You know, he's gonna find a way to get to get Tom Brady and to get the New England Patriots past this hump of he don't care what you think. He don't care that people think he cheated. He don't care about that stuff. He's like he cares about that Super Bowl ring, and like remember the Titans. You know, my favorite part of Remember the Titans when he says leave no doubt. That's what Bill Belichick will do. He will leave no doubt. He will just keep running. He don't care if all your whole defense is crippled. He's gonna score on you. That's one thing about Belichick I like, as far as from being a football coach in the past. You know, leave no doubt every time. Keep running the ball up their ass. And as a football coach, I can tell you, if I'm a good coach, I got a good team, I can tell you where I'm gonna run the ball, what play I'm gonna play, and dare you to stop it. So,
I mean, with Bill, I know Bill Belichick personally, and I know him. He'll do whatever it takes to win. I don't know how much you guys know, but in that Philly versus New England Super Bowl, he personally went in the kitchen and put a little cinnamon in Donovan McNabb's food, and that's why Donovan McNabb was throwing up on the football field. He couldn't contain himself. In the Super Bowl against the Carolina Panthers, what he did there, he hired about 20 professional hookers to go over to the hotel room where the Carolina Panthers were staying, and they were able to wear them
that's
out.
That's different. Everybody loves ladies now. That's a good thing.
But they weren't ladies. They used to be the main boys.
Oh, no.
That's what the trick was. Traumatized.
That's horrible.
There he goes, man. Hey, shout out to at Fantasy Alarm.
Hold on.
Shout out to at Fantasy Alarm on Twitter, man. Those guys got our backs. They're actually on Fantasy, on SiriusXM right now, Fantasy, talking Fantasy Baseball. So if you got SiriusXM, make sure you follow those guys, at Fantasy Alarm. And you get all your baseball, fantasy basketball information from those guys. So shout out to them, man. One thing I want to do, one thing that's great about the Super Bowl, one person I really love in this Super Bowl is Wes Welker, and everybody wishes they could move like Wes Welker, because he's what's your Misha, you love Wes Welker. Tell me a little bit about Wes Welker. I know you know him. You got him on your text message.
Yes, I do. He made a pact with God that, you know, that he's not going to make sweet, sweet love to his gorgeous Hooters Hall of Fame wife for a whole month. And, you know, in that way, God might reward him with something special. And because, I mean, it takes a lot for a man, you know, to stay away from that. And I know he's been growing out an amazing mustache that's been talking to town. I don't know if you guys know too much about that, but he has been growing out a lucky stash that is probably going to go down as the ninth wonder of the world. Eighth wonder being Wimp Walker's stomach, of course. But, yeah, I mean, Wes is going to give me a call up the game. And he's either going to want to have me come over and cry on my shoulder, or he's going to allow me to make 50 like his wife, because that was the agreement.
Yes.
So we'll see how it goes.
Okay, Brian, break down your Wes Welker, man. I think he's going to be is he going to be the X factor of this game today?
I mean, he hasn't really had a really tremendous year. Nobody's really talking about it. Everyone's talking about Tarkowski or Hernandez, Deion Branch, Jorge Cinco. I mean, Wes Welker is a very deadly receiver. I mean, he can do everything. He can kick returns. He can return plays. He can do absolutely amazing things. And I think Wes can have a pretty good game. I mean, I think he'll probably have like 70 yards, at least one touchdown. And he's so quick, too. Like, you can't expect him, you know, you don't know what to expect out of him. So, I mean, I think you know, people have kind of, like, underestimated Wes Welker. I mean, he came from Texas Tech. He was, you know, an unheralded person. I don't think he was even drafted. But, I mean, Wes is going to probably have an amazing game. you know, because everyone, because they're probably going to double team Ron Kratowski or Aaron Hernandez or Branch, but Welker can still pick out that back, man. You get out of the receivers, great catching, great position receiver, has amazing hands, you know?
You know, one thing I want to do, I want to have moves like Welker. You guys heard that song, Moves Like Jagger?
Can you play that song?
Well, I got one, Moves Like Welker, right here on Soul Kitchen Radio. Check it out. 714-694-4150. The phone lines are open right now. Giants or Pats, who do you like? Get with us. Follow us on Twitter. Check it out.
You know, every time I go out there, I expect to do well and you know, catch balls and move the ball and try to help the offense move the ball down the field. And that's kind of my goal, no matter what. And
he plays for the Pats, and he's real white. He racks up the stats. He's just 5'9", you know what I mean. On my fantasy team, point per reception machine. You wanted receivers, but you waited. You took him in round 5. This Patriot, I know he ain't big. He's built like a twig. He don't give a sh**. And it goes like this. Run a quick slant and I know it's you. Take it to the house and they'll show you all the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. No matter what round that I took you, I'm just so happy I own you with the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. Tom Brady is good. There is no doubt. Belichick wears a hood. When it's cold out, when Welker's out there, the targets are there, he has normal hair. Oh, under the radar, there is no match, double-digit receptions. Yards after catches, stats are supreme, I'm dominating my fantasy league. Oh yeah, so like this, break 100 yards and I'll know it's you. Score a touchdown and they'll show you all the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. No matter what round that I took you, I'm just so happy I own you with the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. You wanna know how we got this great? Twice ago, no one appreciate. Till New England discovered that he can't be coven. He looks like Opie's brother. So watch and learn as he works the zone. Juking left to right. Oh, can't leave him alone. If you want me to trade him, you're gonna have to bring it. Nobody else is equal. And it goes like this. Convert a third down and I'll know it's you. Take it to the house and they'll show you all the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. No matter what round that I took you, I'm just so happy I own you with the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker. I got the moves like Welker.
I feel like, you know, my speed is definitely something that I've worked on this offseason and my dieting and everything that I've tried to do to be the best football player I can be out there. I mean, just what you put in your body, you know, the good stuff. You don't put regular unleaded in a jet engine.
Oh,
I almost cut that short because it got a little long for me, but I want to just play it all out. Wes Welker, I think, is going to be the X factor of today's game. Wes Welker and Victor Cruz, those are going to be the two. Those are going to be the two that really make a statement today.
No, I'm going to tell you somebody who I think is going to make an impact today. Chad Ochocinco. He's been sleeping all season. He's been sleeping all season. You know, nobody's thinking about him. He didn't even play last week because his father passed, you know. And so nobody's really looking for Ochocinco to do anything. You know, so what better way with Gronkowski being limited, you know, throw Ochocinco in the mix. Some of those plays that they would run Gronkowski, I put Ochocinco back there. You know, line him up at running back. You know, direct snap to him. You know, drag across the middle. You know, deep threat. Today is it. You know, you got to throw. If you have one bullet left once the game is over, and you didn't win, something's wrong. You know. So
when it comes to playing with Ochocinco today, you know, and if you ask Chad, Ochocinco, Chad Johnson, Ochocinco, what do you think? You think the New York Giants is going to shut you down today? You know what he's going to say? He's going to say this right here.
Ochocinco, Chad, please. Hey, that's what it was like, Chad, please. Chad, please. You know what Chad, please means? Chad, please is a nice way of telling someone, you know, fuck you.
So, like, if somebody come to you, coach come to you and be like, man, did he cover you? You can just look at coach and be like, man, coach, Chad, please, because you really disrespecting me, right?
Like, I really don't need to explain this to you, but if I say it with some oomph,
Child, please. That's like, man, fuck you, too. You feel me? Try it, man. Shit
works. Hey,
down there. You really shouldn't call
from
up here. Maybe up here, yeah, but come on. That's what we push
at,
so we don't get a call. You don't get right.
Child, please. You know, we're talking about the movie Superstar. Please. The freaking movie. It's not realistic. Child, please. That's what they get.
Child, please. That's what Ochocinco is gonna be saying today.
Yeah, I mean that's what I'm saying is everybody is just expecting, you know, a Rob Gronkowski 2 touchdowns, West to come out and dominate. Ochocinco can really step his game up today.
He's been wanting. He went to the New England Patriots because he wants a Super Bowl ring.
Terrell Owens, Randy Moss will all be jealous.
You know, people make those moves. He made that move just because he knew New England Patriots eventually would get him to the Super Bowl. And sure, he hasn't had the greatest stats this year, but you know what? Even if he didn't show up today and the Patriots win, he still gets a ring. But he's going to he wants that ring and he wants to be part of something. He wants to score in a Super Bowl and get him and touch that Lombardi trophy.
I hope to God, you know, Chad Ochocinco gets a chance, you know, gets a shot at this. I can see him getting a punt return, and I would love to see the guy, you know, have a memorable game. But realistically, I just don't see him getting used that much, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, because, with Gronkowski, what do you think? With Gronkowski playing with a high ankle sprain, you know, every time he steps on that ankle, first time he gets hit on that ankle, he's gonna feel it, right? So what they're going to want to do is move Gronkowski maybe in as a blocker, you know, put him out on short flat routes, a little catch for the middle or something. You're not going to see Gronkowski shooting out to the end zone, catching those long hang in the air catches like he's been doing all season. I think we're going to see him. We're going to see him in tight. He's going to be blocking because you can block with a high ankle sprain, and that'll open up another lane for Ochocinco to come out and do his thing.
You know, I mean, it's just out of respect for, you know, for a good wide receiver, you know, who's been in the league, who's been entertaining, you know. He's a clown. Yeah, he cuts up, he acts a fool, but I got respect for Ocho Cinco. You know, this guy, I won't say a class act, but he's a good guy. And I would like to see, you know, to this end, because there's not much left for him, you know. He's a little long in the tooth. But you know,
in the tooth.
I'm hoping they, yeah, that's what the old folks say down south, long in the tooth. You know, motherfucker old.
Yeah, he's long in the tooth. Means he spent a long time there. You know, that's why we call you Memphis Lou, man, because you Memphis Lou, you country as fuck.
Hey, I'm seasoning up these ribs right now. You know, getting the brats ready. We're getting ready to. I'm getting ready to go over to my uncle's house. There's going to be some Cajun cooking, some ribs, some brats, some deer sausage, some hot dogs, rotel. Come on, pay a visit. We're going to eat food. Also, too, man, I wanted to talk about the Hall of Fame snubs on yesterday.
I wanted to say, why did you miss the show last week? Because you were looking up a tranny.
Last week, I went to a co-ed fun party last Saturday, kicking off my birthday weekend, and I didn't get home until about 5 in the morning. And so I got up for the show, and I sat on the couch, and then I fell off asleep again, and I woke back up, it was 1. I was knocked out.
Wow.
But with the Hall of Fame, man, you know, how does someone like Charles Haley, the 5 Super Bowl ring, not get in? How does someone like Bill Parcells, a great coach, you know, won 2 championships, every franchise that he's gone to, he's helped to turn them around. How does he not make it? You know, I'm not a big Jerome Bettis fan, but, you know, I mean, it is what it is. The Bus is a great guy. You know, a Super Bowl championship on his way out of the door, the model of consistency in Pittsburgh, you know, just a hard-nosed, hard-working gentleman. How does he not get into the Hall of Fame this go-round? I'm appalled. You know, I mean, I got a love for the big guys. You know, I played offensive line my freshman year, you know, so I know that, you know, the skills guys, they get all the attention, and the big mollies, we call it mollies down on the line, you know, they get no love. But you mean to tell me that the Hall of Fame class only has 1 skill guy, and that's Curtis Martin? Get out of here. Or as Chad said, child, please.
Child, please.
Child, please. I mean, Haley was a beast, man. Haley was a beast. You know, and I've heard stories about him where, you know, you wouldn't want to mess with him in the locker room. He would, you know, if he didn't like you, he would come in, I mean, and literally whip his thing out and piss on him. You know, so I said Haley was the beast for real. You know, he was the original nasty boy, you know. And, I mean, had people on the other side of the ball scared, you know. I mean, they would have to game plan, you know, for this guy. You know, 5 Super Bowl rings? Are you kidding me? 5?
I mean, I'm still waiting on Ray Guy to get into the Hall of Fame. The first punter inducted into the Hall of Fame. So this is who went in, you guys. Just to get a recap, if you haven't been following, the 5 people that went in: DeMonte Dawson, he was a center for the Pittsburgh Steelers; Chris Dolman, defensive end for the Vikings, the Falcons, and the Niners; Cortez Kennedy, defensive tackle for the Seahawks; Curtis Martin, running back, New England Patriots, New York Jets; Willie Rofe, offensive tackle, New Orleans and Kansas City Chiefs; and Jack Butler, cornerback for the Steelers. And some of the people that missed out, like you said, Bill Parcells. How can you miss Bill Parcells? Charles Haley. Wow. Chris Carter, of everybody, you miss Chris Carter.
Hey, God damn. All he does is catch touchdowns.
Wow.
That's all he does, catch touchdowns.
Andre,
I mean,
Reed, are you kidding me? Andre Reed, Asenian Williams, defensive back, Arizona Cardinals, and Dick Stenfell, offensive guard, Detroit Lions. You know, and you said the Bus didn't make the cut. That's ridiculous. How could a Bus not make the cut?
I mean, I'm inside, I'm happy. The inner cowboy fan in me says good, but you know, but still, I mean, you want to see these good guys rewarded for their good work. And you know, Chris Carter's one of those guys. Like I was telling my wife, you know, he's one of those that when you say his name, you have to say his tag along with it. Chris Carter, all he does is touchdown. You know, you want to see the league reward those type of guys. You know, Chris Carter turned his life around. I've heard stories about, you know, how he was a bad guy in the beginning. And now, you know, Chris Carter mentors to rookie players. I mean, and that's what you want. You want guys who are going to, you know, help to show these young cats, you know, hey, you're getting all this money, all these women are going to come your way, people are coming to drugs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they want them, you know, to encourage them to be model citizens, to be good, you know, good football players. And that's stuff like that Chris Carter does, you know, because he's lived that wild side and, you know, has come back. But I think that the Hall of Fame committee got it wrong. They got it wrong big time. And
they do that every year. You know, every year not everybody's going to be happy, and that's what they're thinking. They're thinking not everybody's going to be happy. Eventually, there's going to be another Hall of Fame induction next year. So even though they missed out this year, it's not the end of the world. They're still next year, and nobody was even thinking about them probably before. You know, people don't really. There are so many players out there, and there's only five spots that you could fill every year. So eventually, everybody's going to get in. I can't believe they didn't even consider Ray Guy again this year. You know, that pisses me off. No Oakland Raiders were on that. They missed out Tim Brown. Tim Brown didn't get on there.
Man, it's disgusting, man. It's disgusting. You know, and I understand, you know, the Hall of Fame is what it is. It's not for everybody. It's not the, hey, you retired, now come on, you're going to join this group. It is an elite class, you know, of the top 10% that has ever played the game. But also, too, they're going to have to, in my opinion, go away from having a limited number of inductees each year, to maybe switching it to, you know, just however many qualified. No, I mean, not have no, you know, big huge line like some fraternity comes out like 180 guys online, but you know, have a manageable number, you know, where you be sure that you get quality guys not passed over like Harbaugh, Chris Carter, you know, and a bunch of the Raiders who always get the snub. I still don't understand that. You know, that's just crazy.
That's right. Hold on. So we just got a special request from Twitter. King Blazy from Twitter said he's a Pats fan and he wants to hear this Pat City song again. So here goes. This is for King Blazy on Twitter out there. Hit us back, 714-694-4150. I see you, Teddy. Teddy, is that you?
What's up, man?
Teddy's in the house. Okay,
what's
let's
up, Teddy? From the Florida Keys.
Check this out. It's
this joke, girl.
Right here. Check it out.
Everybody
coming
get
up.
Ready to go
step
to
the Pat City. Oh, it's Pat City. Pat City.
What's that on that beat?
Hope. Pass it, pass it, New York Giants, you don't want none. Head coach Belichick, about to lead the charge. Some other guys just imposters, you do fraud. Pass coming through the tunnel with a mean route. To the Giants, you cutting down your beanstalk. You had a nice ride, sorry, but the ride's over. Leave your whole team flat like old soda. Picture his soldiers, we the crown holders. Our receivers run deep like Chevy Motors. Yeah, it's a dynasty. So everybody repeat after Pat City, Pat City, New York Giants, you don't want none. Pat City, Pat City, 2012 Super Bowl, it's the outcome. I'm a mother loving Pats fan. Tom Brady throwing bombs like an Afghan. What you scared for? We got your whole team shook. Woodhead get the ball, he be like, whoop. I need that touchdown poncho. Unlike the Ravens, we don't choke on a field goal. That defense stand tall like a billboard.
board. Look out for that beast, bitch, Will Ford. You know he came to hurt you. Eli, you better off in halftime commercial. Don't try to run, cause you won't get far. You ain't that mobile, they should start dating cars. Y'all giants, but the Patriots, you like ants. And you can get tree stumped by Deion Branch. And the ring be the aftermath. M-H-K, R-I-P, Myra Clap. Pat City, New York Giants, you don't want none. Pat City, Super Bowl 2012 be the outcome.
He said, you ain't that mobile Olympics to let you start David Carr. Wow. Pat City. All you boxing moves out here. What you prepping out there? Hit it up. Get ready to go. And you got to get the money right now.
Going up tonight, Drew! Who's showing up?
For the New York Giants and their faithfuls begins in earnest here in East Rutherford.
Can't bet against them. Look, they're unstoppable. They, as soon as they destroyed Dallas, they went on a tear.
They did.
Unfortunate as that was, I wasn't happy about that. But
that's the exact same thing that I said.
But yeah, I could never bet against them the rest of the way out.
Hey, let me tell you guys real quick. I want you guys to go out to Twitter, follow at FlintBoy89. He's the one that made up that song, Pat City. He's the one who sings that. So are you New England Patriots fans, follow at FlintBoy89 on Twitter.
FlintBoy89,
FlintBoy89, like I guess
like
from
Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, like Flint, Michigan. He's actually from Crawford, Georgia. So follow him. Yeah, I don't know why. It don't make sense. Anyway, who cares? Follow him. Anyway, so Teddy, man, what do the New York Giants have to do to beat the Patriots today?
Oh, well, if they knock him on his ass a couple times in the first quarter, there's no way. It just make him uncomfortable. You know, he's a typical pocket passer. If you let him sit in there, he'll kill you all day. But if they can disrupt him, knock him down a couple times, it'll be, you know, get him out of his rhythm, they'll be fine. Because the game's going to be won. They have to disrupt their offense. Because their defense isn't going to be that great. But you could stop New England's offense. They won. They got the game won.
So what does the New York Giants have to do on offense to win this game?
Just don't make mistakes. Just keep it simple. Get your points where you can. Punt it when you have to. Just don't make mistakes and you'll win.
First down. That's what they need to be putting in their head right now. 4 yards. Lou, you were a coach in football. You were a football coach. I was a football coach. What do we tell our guys? Every play, you only want 4 yards on a run.
That's it.
What was your football coach?
4 yards. That's all you need.
Yeah. Cause you can get that all day.
Let's do it. Simple math. If you get 4 yards 3 times, that's a first down, guys.
Yep.
First down.
10-4 first down.
I mean, who is coaches, girls,
football. I mean, cheerleading.
I coach my girls' cheerleading team. You damn right, I'm a good father. If I had a son, he had a ball and a basketball and a tennis racket. Damn right.
Teddy coaches men.
Brian, you're not even allowed near cheerleaders by law.
Brian's not allowed by children by law.
Yeah, that's exactly what I mean.
They wheel him out in a cage.
What?
They wheel him out in like a Hannibal Lecter style.
Like a Hannibal Lecter type stand-up stretcher type deal.
Yep.
Cotton wants to eat him out with baba beans.
Teddy's a so he can't even go to football.
what about the offensive the rookie of the year? I had some guys that were griping yesterday. Why not Tebow? He took
because,
his guy.
Oh, shit all season.
He was bound to come up, huh?
You know what?
Exactly.
Let me tell you about Tebow. Tebow didn't do shit all season. Yeah, Tebow.
He's horrible.
Tebow was terrible. He had a terrible season. Sure, he got a few touchdowns. He could run the ball, but definitely the rookie of the year belonged to Cam Newton from day one.
Easily.
From the first game of the season with Cam Newton, 400 and some yards. Day one, rookie of the year, Cam Newton.
Tim Tebow cannot be rookie of the year. How could Tim Tebow be rookie of the year? He's not a rookie. Second year.
Oh, it doesn't matter. 3 years from now, no one's gonna be talking about Tim Tebow. No one gives a shit. He's gonna be gone in 3 years.
He's
gonna win
a Super Bowl in 3 years. He's gonna run for president.
Not gonna win a Super Bowl.
No, he's. Oh my God.
He is.
Why are you obsessed with him?
John Hill's gonna work with Tim Tebow. Chad Henne's gonna be his goddamn backup.
You know who's going to beat Tim Tebow and knock them out of the playoffs is the Oakland Raiders. Because we got the coach, and we know exactly what they're thinking about. So,
but the Dolphins will destroy the Raiders next year with Jason Campbell as the starting quarterback.
The Dolphins?
Yeah.
The Dolphins probably won't even play the Raiders next year. But how we weren't even
talking
about
them this year.
Play them this year. We're not going to talk about the Dolphins today. We bring them up during Fantasy Football 2013.
Nice.
Hey, at least we'll have a quarterback.
Something that everybody needs to say the Dolphins for postseason is fantasy.
Everybody, I want you to make sure that you go out and you got your remedy that's going to make you feel better throughout the Super Bowl. And if you don't know what it is, here it is right here.
Do you have feelings of inadequacy? Do you suffer from shyness? Do you sometimes wish you were more assertive? If you answered yes to any of these questions, ask your doctor or pharmacy about tequila. Tequila is the safe, natural way to feel better and more confident about yourself and your actions. You'll notice the benefits of tequila almost immediately. And with a regimen of regular doses, you'll overcome any obstacles that prevent you from living the life you want to live. Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila may not be right for everyone. Women who are pregnant or nursing should not use tequila. However, women who wouldn't mind nursing or becoming pregnant are encouraged to try it. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, vomiting, incarceration, erotic lustfulness, loss of motor skills, loss of clothing, loss of money, loss of virginity, delusions of grandeur, table dancing, headaches, dehydration, dry mouth, and a desire to sing karaoke and play all night rounds of strip poker, truth or dare, or naked twister. Warning, the consumption of alcohol may make you think you're whispering when you're not, is a major contributing factor in dancing like a retard. May cause you to tell your friends over and over again that you love them and may cause you to think you can sing. Alcohol may also lead to you believing ex lovers are really dying for you to telephone them at 4 in the morning. Alcohol may make you think that you can logically converse with members of the opposite sex without spitting on them. It may create the illusion that you are tougher, smarter, faster, and better looking than most people. It may also lead you to believe that people are laughing with you. Alcohol may cause pregnancy, and it may also be a major factor in you getting your ass kicked.
So what are you waiting for? Stop hiding and start living with tequila.
Tequila!
We take the show on the road!
Be there, man!
Big plays all day!
Be there, man!
Through the ball home!
Be there, man!
Big hits, no quit!
Be there, man! I'm in my home zone! I'm in my home zone! I'm in my home zone! I'm at the show! I'm in my home zone! I'm in my home zone! I'm in my home zone! I'm at the show!
All right, it's party time! I got three different kinds of pretzels.
waffles, a gallon of barbecue sauce.
20 seconds to go time.
Got it. Carba.
I'll get it.
Hello, Noman.
Hi there, I'm a girl.
We're ready to serve the appetizers.
Great, we'll be down there.
We got you, Uncle Jesse.
You're already here? No way!
Hey, come on in, guys.
Director, attention to television.
It's great to have you all here for Super Bowl 45. The air is electric here in Dallas.
It's my favorite thing in America.
Excuse me.
It's a beautiful day for anything and everything.
Who's Joe?
You are now tuned in to the Soul Kitchen Radio Sports Show.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
You have something to say, call right now. 714-694-4150.
Soul Kitchen Radio. Soul Kitchen Radio.
Soul Kitchen Radio, we're back. Super Bowl Sunday. New England Patriots or New York Giants. My man,
hey, Camacho,
join us. What's happening, man?
Hey, look, my wife just woke up, and this lady, when it comes to Super Bowls, my God, she's a hell of a pick. We've been together 10 years, and every time we bet, she always whoops my ass, and I'm always end up in debt after the Super Bowl. So I want to ask her.
Let's ask her.
Who are you going to be there, baby?
I'm just going to be here and play the Patriots.
Patriots. She picked the Patriots back when they played Carolina in the war. I had to get to a big dinner after that. She always wins. Damn. Put your money on Tom Brady.
So before the show ends today, we're definitely going to get my mom's pick. And you know. She was 0-2 last week or a couple weeks ago on the NFC and AFC Championship. Lou, tell your wife thank you for her contribution, and I hope she's wrong today.
Hey, guys, I throw something out there.
Go ahead, Teddy.
What have any of you ever been to a Super Bowl?
No.
No.
Who are these people that pay $3,000, $4,000 or $5,000 a ticket to go? Like, who are these people? Because I've never met anyone that's been to a Super Bowl, and it's not even like their team. Like, why do people spend, like, yeah, it's fun and all, but like, I just don't get it. Like, who these people are that spend all this money on a ticket to a random game?
I'll express that in a second, Teddy, but first, I'm going to tell you, because I went to the Super Bowl. I didn't go in the game, but I went to the Super Bowl when the Raiders got destroyed by the Bucks. And so I'll tell you about my experience there and why I plan on going to a lot of Super Bowls from now on. But big old Meezy is on the phone. Meezy, what's up, man?
What's up? Yeah.
Man, I know we're a day early right here on Soul Kitchen Radio, but it is Super Bowl Sunday. It is what it is. Who you got?
Yeah, you already know I'm going for the Giants, man. Eli, man, I'm going for the team and whoop my team. It is what it is. I can't stand. I don't like to say I can't stand the best, but, you know, I like other people winning, you know what I mean? So I'm rooting for the Giants, and that's what it is.
There it is. Man,
the people who go to the Super Bowl is, you know, people with money. Shit.
Right. I mean, you could buy, you know what, look, Teddy, you could buy Super Bowl tickets. Me and Brian were talking about the Super Bowl all season. And you could buy Super Bowl tickets. You could buy next year's Super Bowl tickets in New Orleans right now. At the beginning of the season, the Super Bowl tickets were $2,600 for a package.
That's insane.
But I'm telling you, if you've been watching the NFL Network all week and seeing what's happening at the Super Bowl, they have the NFL experience. Everybody.
I don't get the NFL Network.
Get some Comcast.
You need to switch to DirecTV.
I know. I got Comcast. They're killing me. They're killing me over here.
It's only $5, man. $5 to upgrade to the sports entertainment package. Do that. Anyway, but you know, it's electric when you go to the Super Bowl city. That's why I can't wait for this new for this new San Francisco 49ers complex to be built in Santa Clara, because that's going to bring a Super Bowl back to the Bay Area. But the electricity of being in the Super Bowl city is crazy. Man, it's so many people and everybody there. If you've watched the NFL Experience, the NFL Network this season, this week, everybody's wearing different kind of jerseys from everywhere. Mostly you see 18 flying all over the place. You know, 18s. Everybody's wearing that Peyton Manning jersey because, of course, they're in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Just being in the city, oh, my God, everybody's going to have a party. You got Jay-Z, you got P. Diddy, you got whoever you could think of, you know, Louis Vuitton, whoever, everybody who's somebody is going to be out.
Elton John's throwing a party there.
At the Super Bowl. Soul Kitchen Radio will be throwing a party next year in New Orleans.
Be there.
Oh, yeah.
As a highlighter.
Nice.
as our main guy.
And I'm going to be the main guy.
We're going to Les Ailes Le Bon Pon Roulet.
We'll definitely be in New Orleans next year. So, but yeah,
that'd be cool.
That's what it is, man. If I had the money, I would go to every Super Bowl every year.
Just, I don't know. It just doesn't seem worth it to me. That's why I was thinking about it. They're talking about on the radio this week. They're talking about ticket prices every day, and I just couldn't understand it.
I had a friend when we went out there for the Tampa Bay game, Tampa Bay Raiders. I had a friend. Only one of us went in the Super Bowl. He paid $22.50 for his ticket. And
holy shit!
I don't know where he got the money. Worse than U-Haul. I don't know where he got the money from. He paid $22.50 for the ticket, and he sat in a box with like a whole bunch of other people. He just bought it in San Diego, and he sat in the box seats. The Raiders got destroyed, and he ended up being the last one.
That's almost like 3 months' rent, though. Like, you know what I mean? That's like.
Let me explain to you, buddy. Let me explain to you because I know you guys.
Well, why don't you crack an egg of knowledge on me right now?
You like to participate in drinking games. The Super Bowl is a once in a lifetime thing. You know, anybody that can say that they've been there. I mean, the World Series. I've been to the World Series. I was there when Bellinger hit the 2-run homer off the pesky paw. The Yankees game 5. I went to so many Red Sox playoff games.
Dude, that was in like the '70s. You weren't at that game. That was like in 1979.
Brian is older than you think.
Brian's 137.
Brian's 137 years old. Hey, come on, Jewish. He's a Jewish vampire. He's a Jewish vampire.
Brian is king.
Vampire. There you go. Go ahead, Omizi.
Hey, yeah, you just got to. Now you really got to think. I mean, you decide the arena, yeah, but you got to think of how many players. I mean, players got family this time and the extended family. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people work there, like the owner's family. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, you could just fill up damn near half the arena with just all the people that the players know and their family and the, you know, people that work there. Like, you know, it's easy to fill that mug up. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, especially if your team, like, if the 49ers was in the Super Bowl, bro, like, guaranteed. We would have went on here and took that on the chin. We would have went on here and played that grit. And there's at least 15 of us that would have had to make, you know, had to spend that brutal airfare and all that shit. So, and hotels and all that. And then that would have just made, you know, you got to think how many diehard 49er fans would have paid that money. People, season ticket holders, you know, that would have paid that extra. That's nothing. You know, if you got season tickets at an arena, $2,400, that's nothing.
Right.
It's a lot of money, man. It's crazy.
I mean, here, I would say
if your tickets are $2,500, then you have to pay to get there. You have to pay for a hotel. Let's just lowball it and say you're going to spend $6,000 to go to the Super Bowl.
Perfect.
Here is Memphis Lou's plan on what to do with that $6,000 instead of going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I got one more point, though.
That's what I mean. I think it's crazy.
There's people that out there that spend $100,000 for a fucking wedding. I'd rather go to the Super Bowl than spend $100,000 for a wedding.
Let me tell you something. Me and my wife spent $10,000 on our wedding, and we've been married 7 years. Kim Kardashian spent over $1 million.
That bitch stayed married 7 months.
Oh, God. Did you really bring up Kim Kardashian?
You know that?
Of course.
Why does her name have to be mentioned? Honestly, you need to go away.
She'll never go away. She's like the Jewish vampire. But
let's hear this one more time, guys. Hey, hold on. Hey, Omizi, you thought that old San Francisco 49er fight song that I was playing, you thought that was bad. Wait till you hear this one. This is Pat City. New England Patriots, but this is the real Pat City. This ain't the hip-hop Pat City. Check it out, Lou. Are you ready? Are you ready, Lou, for this?
No.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Oh, I'm going to puke.
You guys are going to love this one.
I'm New England Patriots.
This is so bad. Good.
Love it. Here it comes.
Oh,
no. We are the Patriots.
We're the Patriots.
We are the Patriots.
We're the Patriots.
All
the time,
standing tall.
All for one.
And one for all.
On the ground.
And through the sky we take control and
drive. Drive. Drive.
We are the Patriots. Let's do it right. We are the Patriots.
Let's fight.
There it is. So you thought yours was bad, man. That was terrible.
Last show of the football season.
Yeah, Mitt Romney.
A couple weeks
ago. Hold on, one at a time. Lou, go ahead.
You played this song and it was in my head, and I hate the team, but I love the song. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. I fucking love this song. Jim Harbaugh.
Want me to play that one? Want me to play that for you guys?
Yeah, for like 2 weeks.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. This is the last time I'm playing this one. Not even next year.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
SFC, yeah, we still G's, but we crushing and hitting every damn thing. If it ain't real, it ain't right. If you can't take a hit, take a hike. The legendary Super Bowl champ said right. A classic connection, Montana to Rice. Field motor section, mission to Diamond Heights. Bayview District, Sunday and Monday nights. Best ball. If the Niners on y'all's, that's the right call.
I got one question, tell them Harbaugh.
Who's got it better than us?
Nobody.
Hardest team in the NFC. Yeah, I see all the haters. I'm Bailey, known for kicking it off like Acres. Follow while I ball like Smith. Reggie, Alex, or Alden, take your pick. 49, go time. With a forever faithful Frank Gore grind. They gon' hit from start to finish. Ain't talking beats and licks, I'm talking Bowman and Willis. We ready right now to sit it. So it isn't. When Ted starts sprinting, it really is no contention.
Yeah.
I'll tell you who's got better than them right now.
And here we are again. 47-yard try, his longest attempt of the game. He has missed his last two. Can he send the Giants to the Super Bowl? The kick is good, and the Giants are going to the Super Bowl.
Ballin' New York Giants, we fly, reppin' Eli until we die. See me speed by D-line, getting on a carry kick.
Jacobs, Bradshaw, they remind me of Barry. Harry View got the scheme for picks.
Come on.
Hit you with a stop and go. Hakeem Nicks, Manningham got the drop seed. Can't catch him at his top speed. Super Bowl, yeah, we got three. Our old line got fast as sneeze. Run block, can't get past McKenzie. We get him in a frenzy. Jet fans, they envy. You see Victor Cruz in a Benzy. When I say New York, y'all say Giants. New York Giants, New York Giants. When I say Super Bowl, y'all say champs. Super Bowl champs.
About the Patriots, I like Gronkowski. You know, Gronkowski is outside of the field, outside of the locker room. This guy is—he's pretty funny. Have you guys heard some of his interviews?
No.
Well, he's your stereotypical meathead, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
They slurping the hell. All I've been watching on Sports Center like all week is like, is he gonna play? Is he hurt? Is he, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like they've been slurping that dude real good. He must be the MVP.
Right, right. Well, he might not even play. I mean, like I said earlier, we got another call. Hold on, we got somebody from the 410 on the line. 410, what's happening? Who is this?
This is Stefan, man. What's good?
Sub Stefan.
Sub Stefan.
What's
going on?
Pat, last time. So you got?
I got the Patriots, man. I got to go with my home team.
Wow.
That's my boy.
Oh, boy.
All right. So one thing I was talking about, hold on, let me Gronkowski, what I like about him is he's just a real dude. And so, and I really got this out of this little interview clip I'm about to play when he was talking to the guy from Telemundo. All right, the guy from Telemundo was interviewing him. And I don't know if you guys seen this, but you're going to hear it right now. Check it out.
Con el ala cerrada de los Patriotas, lo que significa que hoy la defensa fue la que sacó el partido. What does it mean today that the defense really got the W, la victoria?
Hola, me llamo Roberto. It means huge that the defense, they played well. I mean, they got that stop at the end. They gave us a chance to win. And they put pressure on the field goal kicker at the end, the miss and everything. So it was awesome. I mean, they played well. We played complimentary football. And overall, we got the win, and it was an overall great team win.
Dice que sí, su defensa tuvo muy buen trabajo, se complementaron y al final de cuentas fue una victoria. Roberto, lo que significa de tener la posición de darle un anillo al señor Kraft después que perdió a su esposa. Just talk about having the opportunity to give Mr. Kraft another ring after the passing of his wife.
Repito, por favor. No, it's a great honor. I mean, I'm dedicated to her. She's an amazing person, and it's a true honor to be here playing. With everyone, with Mr. Kraft and everything. He's a great guy. Love playing here under him and everything. We just got to keep working hard. We got to make sure we're focused coming into the Super Bowl.
Sí, lo quiere mucho que para dedicarse a estar muy concentrado. Bueno, hoy habrá que celebrar, ¿no, Roberto? Tequila, cerveza, un poquito de todo. Tonight, celebrate a little bit, ¿no?
Sí. Yo soy fiesta.
Yeah. Gracias. Muchas gracias. Thank you. Regreso gracias. Contigo.
Yo soy fiesta. That's what he says. He's going to try to have a fiesta after the game. So there it is. A little bit about Gronkowski. Steven, let's see. What are you going to do if the Patriots win? Are you guys going to run up and down Boston naked tonight?
Oh, hell yeah. I'm going to cause a riot.
You're going to cause a riot.
No, he's real because in Boston, they like to burn shit. They really like to riot and tear shit up.
That's like when
Giants
a tea party
better
starts,
watch out if we lose tonight. I'll tell you that right now.
No, that's real.
So what was it like what was it like last time when you were in New England watching the Giants play the Patriots and then the Giants came back with that game-ending drive?
And, oh, man, I could have shanked the hell out of Plaxico Burress.
What's that?
I could have shanked the hell out of Plaxico Burress. I'll tell you that right now.
I would have borrowed the shank from you and finished it.
Man, I would have came. You know what? I could have shanked the defense because you know why? Because when Eli broke away from all those sacks that time, I could have ran out on the field and sacked him myself. Damn.
Yes, if only you had that power to get through the telephone or get through the TV and get in there. Check it out. So we got Eli versus Tom Brady. I'm gonna play this rap one more time. We'll see who won this rap battle. Check it out. Maybe they can write for you. Check it out.
Eli Manning versus Tom Brady.
My name is Eli Manning. Who the hell are you? All right, the Brady boy, I beat Super Bowl 42. Remember that? Yeah, tell me again. Who's the boss? Because you have 18 wins and one giant loss.
You know what? Good game. I handled it with class. But now I'm going to shovel a body trophy up your ass. Because I ain't playing. You haven't tried to joke.
You're just a little bitch.
Brother of another man's
pole. Now this is my party. And you can come with. But I don't miss. Kick up field goals like Billy Cundiff.
I'm going for New York Giants. New York Giants all the way for me. I don't like the New England Patriots. I'm a Raider fan. I've hated them since the Tuck rule, and I'll continue to hate them throughout the rest of my life. So that's just the way it is for me.
Nice.
Omizi, let's go with you, man. Tell me why you got who you got today.
Well, it's one of them things where, like I said, since my team, 49ers, ain't in there, I still like to go for somebody so I can enjoy watching the Super Bowl. So I know that the Patriots is playing for Kraft, his wife, so I don't want to be the one to root against that part of the game. And at the same time, I want Eli to do his thing, but at the same time, they whooped us, so I'm gonna say the Giants like a motherfucker. But I ain't gonna be stressed out and be like, fuck, like, you know, like how I was devastated when my team lost. I won't feel like that today because I'll be drunk and I'll be high and I'll be full. So the Giants are mine. That's what's up.
All right, Memphis Lou, let's go to you.
Again, today we will witness a coronation. Today, Eli Manning will be crowned the king of the NFL. He will surpass his brother. Brandon Jacobs will get the ball running. Victor Cruz will do his salsa. Cup will be out there. Jason Pierre-Paul, he'll lay Tom Brady on his ass. Today, the New York Giants will win the Super Bowl. You're going to see Alicia Keys get on top of the piano and play the song. New York!
Oh, my God.
Teddy, let's go to you, man.
Oh, man, I agree with Lou 100%, man. I mean, I think the talk is going to be after Eli wins today. They're going to start talking about him being better than Peyton, and there's just no way you can't have that conversation. But, yeah, New York all day.
New York
no
all
doubt
day.
About it.
Brian, your turn. I'm saving the best for last.
Here we go, guys. I mean, I am not a Pats fan. I mean, I might, you know, my dad's from Boston, my mom's from Miami, but my dad's favorite player is, you know, I asked my dad, who's your favorite player? He goes, Tom Brady. Who's your second favorite player? He likes Robin, you know, Gronkowski. I think the Patriots are going to win. The reason why the Patriots are going to win, Brady has that in the back of his mind. He had a horrible game against Baltimore. He hasn't won the whole series. They after losing to the Giants 24-20 and New England on that last touchdown to Jake Bauer, after losing 17-14, there's no freaking way Tom Brady's going to lose this game. There's no freaking way. You bet your house.
I predict the Ocho Cinco touchdown, too.
Girlfriend, wife, you bet everything on this game. The Patriots will come out victorious 28-17, and I'm staying with my prediction.
All right. Misha, I saved last, and I already know your answer, but tell me why.
I will tell you why, and that is because there's a lot of energy going into this game, a lot of uncertainties. This is a whole different Patriots team, and we got different energy in this. There's a lot of doubt, but I think there's going to be a miracle. There's going to be some magic, and there's going to be some things in this game that will happen that no one would have expected to happen. So I'm just riding on that positive energy. And I think we're going to see a hero come out of this that no one would have expected to be the hero of this game. And that hero is going to be on the New England Patriots. I don't know who it's going to be yet. Maybe it might be Danny Woodhead. Maybe it's Chet Ochocinco. I don't know. But I just hope the boys pull it off. And I can't run around making
people a touchdown today.
Wrestling women and not crying.
All right, well, now let me get to the boss, to the one who really knows, the one who's been predicting winning games for us all season, the one who has started her career 10-5, 10-4, but lost both games 2 weeks ago. My mom is on the phone. Mom, welcome to Sophie's Radio with all the guys. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Mom.
Hi.
Okay, so Mom, do you know who's playing in the Super Bowl today?
No.
Did you know today was the Super Bowl
games? I don't know.
It's the Dolphins and the Raiders.
No.
The
Raiders. The Raiders are playing today?
No, not playing today.
Oh.
Okay. First, I just wanted to let you guys know that I did not get in her ear over any of this, so that's why I asked her if she knows who's even playing. So, Mom,
I don't know who's playing.
Okay, so Mom, today is Super Bowl Sunday, the best holiday in the country, the best holiday in the world.
Oh, today?
Yeah, I like it better than Christmas, the Super Bowl Sunday.
Okay.
Today
you're not
we have...
You're with your mom?
What's that?
You're not going to watch it with your mom?
No. Today we have the New England
Patriots. What channel is the Super Bowl on so I can watch it?
It's on at 3:20.
What channel, though?
My channel
NBC.
5 or 2.
NBC.
Okay. NBC.
1-7.
Damn, it's at 5 o'clock.
Patriots and the Giants.
I see you there on hold. I'm going to give it to you in a sec. Hold on. Let's get this important pick. Mom, today playing the Super Bowl is the New England Patriots versus the New York Giants. New England Patriots versus the New York Giants. Who is going to win this game and why?
Oh, my goodness. I think the Giants, don't you? I mean, I don't know.
I like that. There it goes.
I think it's okay, the Giants?
The Giants is a good answer. There we go. Let me give you some. Hold on, let me find this real quick. There you go. Okay, there it is. My mom picked the New York Giants to win the Super Bowl today.
I don't know if they're going to win or not, honey, but that's what I just said, you know. New York just popped my mind because I would like to go to New York. That's why.
All right. I knew there was a reason why. There it is. I'll have to take you up.
When you go.
Here we go.
New England's a pretty beautiful place, too.
It is. Well, I want to go to New York. I don't know about where the other people are from, but New York sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, New England sucks, Mom. I want to go to New York. Here we go. So, Mom, this is our last Super Bowl, our last football show of 2011-2012 season. So everybody wants to say thank you for giving us your picks, and you were great this year.
Oh, okay, honey.
If I get my show, I'll bring you on my show.
Oh, all right.
I'll get my own show.
Okay, then.
Everybody say bye to my mom.
I'll say bye to all you guys, all right?
See you, Mom.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm out of here, too.
Oh, man, I would have loved your mom more if she would have picked the Patriots, but I forgive her.
All right, hold on, Teddy. Hold on, 954, you're on the line. Soul Kitchen Radio, what's up?
Hey, this is Brett, guys. How you doing?
Good. Hey, what's up, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Pass the Giants, who's the guy?
I'm sorry?
Pass the Giants. Who do you got? And tell us why.
I love the Giants today. I love the Giants today. I think I've been on the Giants bandwagon since they started their role when they were 6-6. Liked them over Green Bay big time. And I feel the Giants this year are putting it together. The defensive line is finally healthy. I think they should be able to contain Brady. Even if Gronkowski plays, I think they should be able to take down the New England defense. I see the Giants 27-17.
There you go.
What
do you think Ocho Cinco, how do you think Ocho Cinco is going to impact the game today, or is he at all?
I do think there is going to be somebody today that is unexpectedly is going to go ahead and have a big game. My first guess is, if I had to say there was going to be an MVP of this game that people don't think about, I think it's going to be Brandon Jacobs. I think he's going to have one of those big games, that a breakout game that, for some reason, I know he didn't play well in the playoffs, especially in the last game against San Francisco. I just think he could have a big game. In regards to Ocho Cinco, you never know. A guy like that, that's one guy the Giants may not be accounting for. So the guy's probably still got some talent left. If sometimes, you see a sleeper in a game like this. I'm hoping it's not the case. I'm thinking with my mind and my wallet that the Giants are going to win this game. And win convincingly. You guys are mixed on that, right?
Yeah,
I got the pass. I mean, I know you're a Dolphins fan, and I mean, I'm a diehard Dolphins fan. But at the end of the day, conference wise, I know a lot of Dolphins players probably going for the pass, because next year we're going to beat the crap out of the pass.
The Pats, Bill Belichick, obviously the guy seems to have something going, but since he's not allowed to been tape all the other teams and be privy to all their private practices and everything like that, they've just been a normal team. And what do you think about this cutting that player, Tecon Underwood? I put that on Facebook yesterday when I saw it. I cannot believe the night before the game the guy cuts one of his players.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, did you touch upon that earlier?
We didn't really touch upon him
just because, I mean, they brought in another defensive guy. That's what they're trying to do, just get as many defensive guys in there.
But
But I understand that. But but the bottom line is, it's this guy wasn't. I mean, they had this guy on the roster. I think he was on a practice squad before or whatever it was. But to go ahead the night, I mean, is that one player, that marginal one player, what, the 47th or 45th or 50th player, really going to make a difference? I mean, to take away. I mean, I know this guy. If there was an article, I don't know if you guys saw it, said that, you know, he got to participate in the whole Super Bowl week. He got to participate in everything. The only thing he won't be able to participate is in the game. But that's the part you think they want to be. The guy's going to actually have a chance to be in the Super Bowl, and here it goes. They cut him the night before. Has any of you ever heard of anything like that?
No, he's
still going to get his check. He's still going to get a ring if they win. This was a move so that Chad Ochocinco could be activated and they could bring a defensive player in just in case, because they have to keep that front line fresh, because Brandon Jacobs is going to run it down their throat today.
You know what? I would say
so you're feeling the same way on Brandon Jacobs.
This is what I would say about that situation. I think Lou is correct. Hold on. This is what I say. I say Lou is correct about this. And what is all that? Is that?
I'm sorry. Who do you think?
Okay. What I'm about to say about this is yeah, Lou is probably correct. What we got is just, okay, they cut this guy. Wow. We don't got the inside scoop on what exactly happened. It could have been a move like they probably had an extensive talk with this guy and said, hey, look, we're just not going to put you on the team.
They said to
you
that fact.
No, you gotta just take one for the team right now. You're not going to play, but you still will get all the – you still on our team. You got us here. And at the end of the day, he's going to get his ring. He's going to be able to stand up there with the team. I bet he's going to be on the sidelines.
And
he should be out there with them. So
he wasn't going to play anyway, so it really doesn't matter. I mean, everyone's making a big deal about this. He's going to be deactivated. And like someone said, the reason why he is the Chad Ochocinco would be the fifth receiver.
I understand that he was not going to play, but, I mean, how much, you're saying it was because so Chad Ochocinco could be activated?
Yeah.
Well, and to get another defensive lineman in on there. That's they talked about it this morning about 4 o'clock on the NFL Network, where a dude tweeted, you know, that he was upset by it, but he understands that there are, you know, more people with bigger problems than this problem in the world, and he's not torn up by it because he understands football is a business. You know, this guy he's on the team, he helped run against the number one, you know, so he helped. You know, the number defense, you know, for the Patriots. So he's done his part. Now it's time for him to step aside so this other defender can get on the field, you know, because he's going to have a task at hand. You know, they're going to need fresh bodies on that line to chase Eli Manning, to chase, you know, those running backs. You know, so, I mean, this guy, he's going to get paid to sit at home and watch the game or to sit on the sideline and watch the game. How great is that?
He'll be on the sideline.
I agree on that. You know, compared to the rest of us, he's got it pretty good. There's no doubt about it. But it's, you know, I don't know. It's just it's one of those things. It may or may not work out, but I'm glad I called you guys. Look at that. I got information I didn't get anywhere else. You guys are great.
There you go. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Davie, Florida. I got a little sports store here, Miami Hurricane store. So, and I'm on.
Yeah.
I'm what's it called? I'm a huge fan of the Finns, all local teams. But you know, I follow the sports. Been a few Super Bowls and just love the action. You guys got a great show going on here.
Hey, so plug your store real quick. Where's your store at? And you got a website for it?
Yeah, the website is. I appreciate that. The store is in Davie. It's in Davie, Florida, by the Signature Grand. It's about Miami Hurricanes, and we also have other things for the local teams like Dolphins and other teams, and Heat, Marlins, the New Jerseys, and we've got our website is www.caneswear.com, CaneSWear.com.
There you go. I hope we bring you a lot of business from being on our show. Thank you for calling, and we appreciate your information, your input.
Well, good, great, guys. Look for Brandon Jacobs at big game. You guys on next week also?
This is
a baseball show.
Yeah, Brian's going to be doing the baseball show. He'll let you know about that, but this is the last of our football shows.
All right, guys. Great job. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
You got it.
right. So there it is, you guys.
I bring the people.
Yeah, I was going to say about Underwood. I don't know if you guys saw, but he has a huge fro. I got this cool haircut. It's got this big fro and a big Patriot logo on the back. That's the only sad thing that the world won't get to see that.
I'm about to get this grill fired up and get to cooking.
Let's go, guys. It's Super Bowl time. Mike, why don't you jump on Bart and come on out here?
I don't know. It's damn tempting. I was going to go to the Buccaneer where there's going to be a lot of Patriots fans over there.
Okay.
Are you barbecuing as well?
Have a good one, guys.
Hello?
Yeah, I think we're back on. We back on? Can you hear me, Mike?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so what do you think? You going to do it?
Oh, man, it's so tempting, but I feel bad because I got a couple Patriots buddies, and they want to go to the Buccaneer bar that I've never been to. It's, a Patriots bar.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, have fun over there. Hey, everybody that's tuning in right now, thank you for tuning in to Soul Kitchen Radio. Tomorrow, don't forget, even though this is the last sports show, every Monday, me and Omizi got it going on. And Omizi, you see that tweet I tweeted last night? I just booked Franzen.
Yeah, that's going to be a good interview right there.
Yeah, we got DJ Franzen coming on from the Bay Area to Las Vegas. He's holding it down in Vegas. And, you know, we got him coming on the 20th. Tomorrow we have, I don't know who we have tomorrow. I got a shout out to Lita Turner. She'll give me all the info on that. But every Monday from 11 to 1, Misha, are you coming back on the show? We miss you on the show, man.
Yep, I'll be calling in tomorrow.
Yeah, we need you because all we got is your other half. We just got Gail,
girlfriend.
Oh no, goddamn. She's been getting banned from a lot of radio shows lately.
Yeah, well. We give her a couple of seconds on our show, and then we ban her to the hold for the rest of the show.
Yeah, it's a very good thing she doesn't know about today's show.
Oh,
Sunday's show.
So tomorrow we got Mickey J on the show, and we're supposed to have Turf Talk, but I don't know what's happening with that. But anyway, it's gonna be a great show tomorrow. Hey, happy Super Bowl Sunday to everybody out there today, and. Change your mind, Misha, jump on Bart. Let me know. Give me a call.
Okay. We'll do, man. Well, friends, I feel bad. I don't wanna invite all these extra people.
All right. No, don't invite no other people. Oh, Meezy, I'll see you in the morning, man. See you tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm taking push ups, man. Who going for the Patriots, man? 10 push ups.
I'm going for the Patriots. Yes. Patriots are going to win. I told you 28-17. You know I'm right. You want to bet $100 on this, Easy?
Live on the air tomorrow for the show. I bet you 10 push-ups. If the Pats win, I give you 10 push-ups live on the air.
Okay.
Excellent.
Give me 10 push-ups live on the air.
Let's do it. It's a bet. I'm going for Giants, though. I'm Giants all the way. Misha's Patriots, Brian's Patriots, Omizi's Giants. It's a wrap. So, hey, happy Super Bowl Sunday, folks. I'm on my way to Costco to go get the rest of
the show. Hey, Camacho, what you cooking, man? I got to know, man. I know you always do a big lobster tails and shit. What's happening?
Oh, man, I think my wife is making a special pie, and I was told not to tell nobody about this special pie, so I got to keep that one a secret. And as soon as I taste it, we're gonna release it to the world. But you know, we're gonna go do some. We got some pork necks, I think, that she cooked last night. What is that we got? We got some turkey necks or something. We're about to do a big. We're gonna go to Costco and figure it out on our way in there. you know.
Hey guys, just wanna say something. It's been a great football show, and I'm just looking forward to baseball season. I mean, I'm gonna do a baseball show, I guess, every Tuesday once spring training starts. Time to be determined. Try to get a lot of baseball guests on there. And looks like that I'll probably fly out to California and audition for that show. So maybe I'll have my own show in San Francisco. So we all wish me the best. Whatever happens, happens. But this has been a great football season.
Start going through a bunch of Giants games this year too. Just this coming season too. So I'm gonna make sure I call in on that show.
Oh yeah, I mean if I'm there, I'll probably get press passes to like Giants games. I mean, I'll be going.
All right, Brian is the big thing on Maisie. And Misha, Brian is coming out here, and he's going to do a contest with 95.7 the game to try to win him a spot on there.
1 year contract.
Try to get him a contract on 95.7 the game, which is the Bay Area's only FM sports show, which is off the hook. So everybody listen to 95.7 the game if you're in the Bay Area.
I need everyone to come down there and cheer me on.
He's going to try to get that, and then, it's history from there. So good luck on that. And we'll talk to you guys all tomorrow. It's a wrap.
All right.
Soul Vision Radio Super Bowl. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, everybody. Everybody together.
Hold on.
Thank you for listening. I did have I'm going to go ahead. No, I'm not playing Pat City at the end of the game. I'm out. That's it. I'm just ending it. Woo. Like that.
So crazy. Soul Kitchen Radio.